Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Today is July 16, 2016, and we're here live in front of the KMIL Studios, the ranch here in Cameron, right on the highway. Got the tent set up, got the sign going here. And I'm expecting all you 18-wheelers out there and anybody driving by, when you come by, to honk that horn, show your sign of support. I'd love to see you guys today. And we've got a lot going on. I got some special guests coming on. We're going to be doing a lot of interesting conversation. We've got some giveaways here for the first 25 people that show up. We've got some posters and calendars and some emergency whistles. So come on by, say hello to me, say hello to some of the staff, say hello to the personalities here at the station a little bit later on. And we would love to see it, so come on out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as always, in the course of my life, as every day ticks by, things happen, and I got an opinion, and you know that by now, and today is no different. So once again, I'm going to start off the program with my opinion piece. And I've titled this one, The Sloth. Don't forget to honk your horns when you pass by. The Sloth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you to The Sloth. That worthless piece of excrement who eats, breathes, takes up space, takes advantage of, uses the system, and does not produce or care for anyone or anything other than themselves. Let me give you the definition of a sloth. It's a noun. Reluctance to work or make an effort. Laziness. And synonyms for that would be idleness, inactivity, sluggishness. How about this word? Shiftlessness, apathy, listlessness. Who would want to be in that category? And then lethargy, being lethargic. The sloth. This country is full of them, yet for some stupid reason, we continue to support them through social programs or by keeping our mouths shut due to the fear of political correctness police knocking on our doors, charging us with some stupid law that states we hurt the sloth's feelings. I've said this from the beginning of me being on the air. There are three types of people out there. Number one, the informed, and they're broken down into two categories. The inactive informed and the active informed. If you're informed and don't contribute, then you're just as bad as the rest. The second one is ignorant. I'll put up with you for a little bit, but after the facts are given to you and you continue to stick your head in the sand, well, then I wash my hands of you. And then the third is the idiots. I have no use, nor will I waste my time with you idiots. You're a danger to me and yourselves, and I want absolutely nothing to do with you. You, the idiot, you, the ignorant who refuses to learn, and you, the inactive, informed person, are the main reasons we have problems in this country and in general. You're so eager to put your hand out that you're unwilling to put your hand in to help with pretty much anything of importance. You know, I actually wonder if I'm the idiot. Here I speak of you sloths, ranting and getting excited, and the only ones who will probably give me that air five, high five, are the informed, active participants in life, and that ends up being preaching to the choir. All I know is this. Although I may be polite to you sloths, when the day of calamity hits, you will be in for a rude awakening to how life really works in my attitude towards you. Don't you dare come to or ask me of any help or favor. You made your bed, and you can sleep in it. Now, for those of you who are active and do prepare and misfortune still hits you, I will assist you in any way I can. And so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't like it? I don't care. Okay, that's just how it goes with me. Now, if you have a problem with that and you don't like and you got a complaint, feel free to call Trey in the boardroom, and he'll take all your complaints, okay? Other than that, I want nothing but the good stuff. Now, hopefully, I'm going to get one of my first special guests here, and that's going to be Joe Smitherman in just a minute, the owner of the station. He's been a very, very fantastic host to me when it comes to doing this radio program on the station. I just wanted to get him over here and say hi as he's parking his vehicle. He'll be over here in a minute. And we've got a lot of things going on, like I said. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're here right in front of the studio, KMIL Studios, the ranch, in Cameron. Come on by. We're right by the Stefco. And I've got a lot of giveaways here, some calendars, posters, some emergency whistles. But, Joe, grab your headset there, and let's get you on there and say hello.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Glad you can make it here. I know you got things to do today.
Oh, no, it's a Saturday, man.
Well, first thing, I wanted you on the air for this reason. You've been a tremendous host to me. Give me great opportunities, allow me to use a lot of things, do a lot of different things. I just want to say thank you for that, and I wanted to get you on and tell people, let everybody hear that thank you. And what do you think about the setup?
Pretty good, this is great. I mean, tell you've done this before.
Yeah, a couple times. I haven't done it in this much heat.
Yeah, and it's just 10 o'clock.
That's right. We got about two more hours to go. Well, let me tell you, everybody, if you're driving an 18-wheeler, I see one coming now. If you're listening, I want you to blow the horn and sign a support. Pull your truck over at CEFCO. Come on over, get a poster, calendar, or an emergency whistle. Joe, you got any comments? Anything you want to talk about?
Oh, that's a great show. I mean, I wasn't even aware, basically, of your show prior to you coming to us, but I knew you've done this for quite a while. But the content of the show is really interesting, and boy, you got some great giveaways.
We'll take one.
And they actually make sense. These things here make sense.
Looking at my license to carry badges that I promote everybody, and Joe and I were talking about it, and I was telling him how I promote these a lot, because when you're wearing a gun now with license to carry out in the open, and you see that badge there, it puts a lot of people at ease. The last thing we want to do is get people stirred up. So, Joe, you need to pack some heat and put a badge on. Just don't play cop.
I'm still looking to get my LTC.
You know what's going on? It's funny you bring that up, because today at 2 o'clock, right after this program, I'm going to be setting up at the shop, and you can come on and take the class.
Oh, wow.
So cancel your plans and come on out.
So. Need a little more notice than that, I think. But I definitely need to get my LTC.
Now, guess who else is coming on the show?
Who?
At 11:30, I got Mama Rose coming on.
Oh, Mama Rose.
Mama Rose. She's going to be coming on, and we're going to be talking women with guns.
She'll liven things up.
Yes, she will.
Yeah.
So maybe if you're around, if you're not around, you turn on that radio, you can listen to what she's saying there. She'll probably put me in check and say, no, don't be doing this or don't be doing that. But I told her that everybody listens to her, and I'm probably going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, be prepared. Mama Rose is going to be taking over the show at 11:30, okay? All right, Joe, man, thanks again. I appreciate everything you've done. And stick around if you can. But otherwise, ladies and gentlemen, let's move on to the show highlights. Today's show will be another action-packed show, starting off with the LTC segment covering Penal Code 9.42, deadly force to protect property. And last week we discussed force, this week deadly force. So be sure you know the difference between the two. As always, I'll read three stories from the American Rifleman's column, The Armed Citizen, and see what we can glean and learn from these two stories. And my pep section will be another pre-recorded interview from one of my sponsors, the Cross-Eyed Bull. And today we'll be covering cast iron cookware. Great stuff for the camper, prepper, or chef. Now, in my topic of interest section, I'm going to talk about the ankle holster, which is being provided by another excellent sponsor. That's WRBSales.com. Bill Banlow, the owner from Gun Barrel, Texas, makes a full line of gun accessories, and today's highlights is going to be the ankle holster. Today's product spotlight, provided by another sponsor and good friend, Arch Kuntz, owner of A&T Firearms and Heidenhammer, will be the Ruger Single Six Revolver and 22 Long Rifle and 22 Mag. Now, I've got one of these, and it's fantastic. I use it as my surgical pistol. So when hits are necessary in a surgical application and you have no room to miss the shot, this is the gun I use. Now, in my gun training demo segment, hopefully I'll have time for that. I get kind of long-winded. I'll explain what SPORTS versus SRT, these are acronyms now, SPORTS versus SRT means, and why it's so important to know how to apply SPORTS when it comes to handling a firearm. And speaking of handling firearms, tomorrow from 2 to 4, I'll be doing a free handgun safety and handling seminar. For those of you who got a gun, don't know how to use, and not sure what you want to do, 2 to 4 tomorrow, it's free. Either give me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com, give us a call. You can't just pop in, I got to know you're coming. So give me a call, let me know, and we'll set you up. But if you call and you give me your name and phone number and you don't show up, I'm going to hunt you down. It could have been a spot for somebody else, okay? So if you're going to come, make sure you be there. Now, our new segment, The Voice of Law Enforcement, being presented by Cameron Police Chief Randy Dixon, will be improved once again to be very interesting and informative as to how and why police do what they do. A lot of things going on, you know, all the law enforcement, the tragedies that's been going on, and the violence, so it'd be a good idea to listen to the law enforcement perspective of things. Now, my very special guest, like I mentioned earlier, will be Mama Rose Mondrick from the KMIL's own Breakfast Club every morning from 8 to 9 a.m., and we're going to discuss women and shooting and why it's so important that more and more women become familiarized and more efficient with firearms. So I can't wait to speak with her about that. All right. So With no further ado, let's move on to our next program, or our next segment here, which is going to be License to Carry. License to Carry. We're going to be going over Penal Code 942. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you probably already know this, but I'm licensed with the state of Texas as a certified handgun instructor to teach License to Carry. Been doing it for many years. I've been teaching gun instruction for years, okay, and I've got all sorts of tricks up my sleeves on how to become quicker, faster, more accurate when shooting. And when it comes to shooting clays, ask somebody else. I'm a tactical kind of guy. Home defense, self-defense, that type of stuff. But last week we talked about protection of one's own property. Woohoo! Yeah, there we go. Last week we talked about protection of one's own property by the use of force or reasonable and necessary force. This week we're going to ramp it up and talk about using deadly force to protect yours or someone else's property. Now remember, being a good Samaritan is one thing. Being a good Samaritan and not applying the rules of the law is another. So be sure to know what the law says about using force levels and know what the parameters are to each force level. In a situation that you will use deadly force, it may be decided that the plain old force would have been sufficient. And if that is the case, you could be out of a lot of money and serving a lot of time in the Gray Bar Hotel. Just don't be an active armed citizen, be an informed one too. So with all that said, let me read to you the parameters of deadly force so that you know for sure when and when not to use it. And don't forget, actually I didn't mention this, today right after the program, yeah I did mention it, right after the program at 2 o'clock I've got a license to carry class. I've actually got a couple seats available. If you want to stop by here, we can sign you up real quick, and that'd be at 2 o'clock, $60. All you need is your driver's license, the gun you're going to shoot, 50 rounds, and show up. I'll do the rest, okay? So let me read to you from our handy little workbook, Penal Code 942. Make sure you take notes. Make sure you know this, ladies and gentlemen. If you're licensed to carry, there's no excuse. You must know the parameters of these levels. This one here is Texas Penal Code 9.42, deadly force to protect property. Paragraph A. A person is justified in using deadly force against another to protect land or tangible, movable property. One, if it would be justified in using force against the other under Section 941, and two, when to the degree he reasonably believes, there's that word reasonably, that reasonably believes the deadly force is immediately necessary, A, to prevent the other's imminent commission of arson, burglary, robbery, aggravated robbery, theft during the nighttime, or criminal mischief during the nighttime, or B, to prevent the other who is fleeing immediately after committing burglary, robbery, aggravated robbery, or theft during the nighttime from escaping with the property, and three, he reasonably believes, A, that the land or property cannot be protected or recovered by any other means, or B, the use of force other than deadly force to protect or recover the land or property would expose the actor to a substantial risk of death or serious bodily injury. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I wrote down definitions of some of the words that are in these paragraphs here because sometimes you just glance over them and you don't really know the true meaning of it. It's very important that you know the true meaning of it so you can apply it correctly. The first one is imminent. The definition of imminent is about to happen. It's going to happen right now. It's about to happen right now. Imminent. The next one would be burglary. I know some people get mixed up with burglary, robbery, and theft. Burglary is entry into a building illegally with intent to commit a crime, especially theft. Robbery is the action of robbing a person or place. And theft, the action or crime of stealing. Now, robbery, you got like aggravated robberies. That's when you're more aggressive, deadly weapon to do the act of robbery as compared to just saying, hey, give me your wallet. Now, criminal mischief generally involves any damage, defacing, alteration, or destruction of tangible property with criminal intent. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got somebody taking your TV and he's on your sidewalk, the question is, can you come up to him and blow him away using deadly force? Well, if you're a faithful listener to the program and you've watched the videos here, you would have seen my graph. It kind of looks like a fuel gauge. The left side starts off at force. In other words, hey, stop, don't do that. Verbal command is actually a force. Then maybe it goes to reasonable, necessary force where you go actually put your hands on them and hold them, confine them, or push them away. Or it can go to the next parameter, which is deadly force, where it got to the point where you thought you were going to be critically hurt or whatever, And you need to stop that person immediately using some type of deadly force. So you've got to understand the parameters. So in Penal Code 942, we're looking at key words like imminent or arson, burglary, robbery, theft during the nighttime, key things, or they're fleeing immediately after, or you can't be protected or recovered by any other means. So you got to look at these key words and phrases. Now, if you want to learn more about this, like I said, we got a class today at 2 o'clock. I highly recommend it. I'll tell you what, everybody, if you already have your license and you want a refresher course, come on in. I'll knock 20 bucks off the price, 40 bucks for a refresher course. I cannot recommend it enough, because I guarantee if you stood in front of me and I asked you questions, you go, hamada, 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 I don't know. And we don't need that, especially if you're packing heat, okay? So check that out. So that's our license to carry section. Once again, go to aaronsgunshop.com, look at the LTC page if you want to sign up, or come on out to the class today at 2 o'clock. You need to be there 15 minutes early. It's $60 for a new student. If you've already got your license and you want to do a refresher, I'll drop 20 bucks off. It's $40, and it'll be about 5.5 hour class. So we look forward to seeing you there. Now, moving on. Am I on time? Yeah, we're pretty much on track here. We're going to go into our next segment, and that's the NRA segment. And in this section, I'm going to read to you three stories from the NRA's Armed Citizens page of the American Rifleman. And hopefully from these true stories, we can learn what to do and what not to do, and maybe even get a laugh or two in the process. It depends on the stories. Now, if you're not a member of the NRA, you might consider becoming one, because the more gun supporters they have, the more muscle they have to stop bad legislation. Now, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're here live in front of the KMIL studios, the ranch, right here on the highway next to CEFCO. If you're hearing me on the radio and you're driving by, honk your horn, stop by. We got some giveaways here. We got calendars, posters, emergency whistles, and no tricks. Just come on by, say hi, and pick one of these things up that you like, and spread the word. But anyway, let's go to our stories from the NRA's Armed Citizens Column. Story number one. Sandra Suter knew that a shopping trip to her local Walmart store in Spring Hill, Florida would end up with a wait in the checkout line. What she didn't count on was the near life-ending drama that was about to play out in front of her. The 5-foot, 3-inch grandmother, on advice from her son, had taken to carry a .40-caliber handgun in her purse for self-protection. Now she looked on in disbelief as several employees began wrestling with a man, and one worker yelled out, "Drop the knife! Drop the knife!" The man, whom authorities later reported was attempting to steal a VCR, lunged at the employees, inflicting cuts with a small blade. That's when Suter rushed into the melee and announced, "I have a concealed weapons permit," and demanded, "Either drop the knife or I'll shoot you." After Suter repeated the threat, the knife-wielding man finally surrendered to store security. Later, Suter said she strongly supports Americans' right to bear arms and added that target practice and gun safety instruction had brought our family closer together. She said in the confrontation, "I just did what I thought was right." My commentary. Not only is Grandma packing heat, she was aware of her surroundings and used her command voice and command presence and her confidence in using a handgun to end a situation that could have gotten much worse. Practice and mindset are the keys. That's story number one. Story number two. Do we have visitors coming in? A woman who thought she was alone in her Chicona, New Mexico home had just emerged from her shower when she heard the sounds of someone ransacking the residence. The quick-thinking resident retreated to the bedroom, but was soon confronted by a stocky male intruder who had violently kicked down the locked door. That's when the intended victim pointed the handgun at the man, sending him fleeing. Authorities later said there may have been more than one man in the house. How you guys doing? Good to see y'all. We got calendars here, we got emergency whistles, we got a poster. You can take one of those that you like. My commentary. Ladies, Glocks have been proven to work underwater. Just saying, okay? When in doubt of your surroundings, take the Glock into the shower with you. Just be sure to dry it off and oil it up so nothing rusts, okay? Just saying. Story number three. This one here, again, from October. 68-year-old Arlington, Texas auto salesman and Korean War veteran Jappy J. Dixon has just gotten out of his car at a restaurant when an armed man approached him and demanded money. He said, "Give me all your money or I'll blow your head off," said Dickerson. Feigning compliance, Dixon instead reached for the .38 cal revolver for which he has a carry permit, saying, "Are you sure you want to go through with this?" With that, the cowardly assailant fled. And my commentary. We got posters over here, too, if you're interested in the Second Amendment poster. My commentary. Ladies and gentlemen, there is something to be said about most people who have been in combat. And that is something that cannot be bought or traded for. I'm talking about being cool under fire. Since most of us have not been in combat, we need to train as hard as we can to compensate for that. Staying cool and calm under fire. All right, last story. We got a bonus story here. A Moreno Valley, California homeowner who encountered a stranger outside his residence was shocked when the man clad in black hooded sweatshirt and baggy pants lifted his shirt, displaying a butcher knife in his waistband. According to authorities, the homeowner ran for the security of the home, but was unable to shut the door before the stranger forced his way inside. As the resident clambered up the flight of stairs, the intruder on his heels, he managed to grab a handgun from a hall table. His tormentor fled from the sight of the gun. Give me one second. Now, my commentary, everybody. Let's see here. Anti-gunners run and scream at the sight of a gun. This criminal ran from the sight of the owner's gun. Is there a connection? I'll let you decide. With that, ladies and gentlemen, that is the NRA segment of the program. We've got people coming up here honking their horns. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a quick break. Trey, let's take a long break. And when we come back, we're going to be, I'm going to intro our pep section with one of my sponsors, the Cross-Eyed Bull. We're going to be talking about cookware. It's going to be pretty good. So we'll see you on the other side of this break, and we'll take it from there.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
You're going to go crazy at the Cross-Eyed Bull when you see all the great stuff from years gone by. Wagons, old tools, lamps, well pumps, stoves, water barrels. The Cross-Eyed Bull in the Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36 is the place to be for the antiquer, decorator, prepper, or just anyone who wants to take a look. Tractors, chicken coops, windmills, wagon wheels. The Cross-Eyed Bull in the Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36. Or just call 254-717-6400. The Cross-Eyed Bull.
WRBSales.com takes pride in manufacturing the highest quality firearms gear. They use only the very best materials in their products. 1,000 denier Cordura nylon, ballistic nylon, and heavy-duty YKK zippers. All of their handmade, high-quality gear comes with a limited lifetime warranty and a complete satisfaction guarantee. And much of their gear has seen actual combat duty. WRBSales.com is your one-stop shop for all your firearms gear and accessories. And whether you're looking for maximum concealment, comfort, or a combination of both, WRB's products guarantee to deliver it even in the toughest of conditions. They know the industry inside and out, but more importantly, they know what you want. Explore from the best the industry has to offer only at WRBSales.com. That's WRBSales.com.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Today is July 16, 2016, and we're here live right in front of the KMIL studios in Cameron, right here on the highway, and I'm hearing horns honking, people stopping by, people picking up giveaways here. Would love to see you. In between breaks, I can talk to you, and just a lot going on. So we're right by the SEFCO here on the highway, and so if you're driving by, honk your horn, stop on by, say hello. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you like the show, if you're in favor of the show, if you like my antics and all that kind of stuff and the things we talk about, it's not cheap. It costs money. And so I have awesome sponsors. So if you like to hear me, I need your support by you supporting them. By you supporting them, they keep supporting me, and it's a happy circle. Okay, so we just need to do that. So one of my sponsors now is the Cross-Eyed Bull. Let me tell you something about when I pick sponsors. I don't just pick anybody. I've got people coming up saying, well, let me do this, let me do that. I said, well, no, it doesn't fit the program. I've got an audience that listens to me for certain reasons. And as you can hear, the motorcycles go by. And that's why I select certain sponsors. And the Cross-Eyed Bull out in the Grove between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36 has a lot of things when it comes to a person who's into prepping, antiquing, decorating. But primarily I was into it because of the prepper aspect of it. He's got so many things there because if the power goes out and you can't use your washing machine or you don't have power tools or you got to keep things cool. There's so many things of years gone by that you can utilize again and survive. So that's why Alan Lynch, the owner of the Cross-Eyed Bull, is a great sponsor to have because he's got all these things and he's not just wheeling and dealing. He knows what he's talking about. So what we're going to do is play a pre-recorded interview with him, and you're going to see the plethora, I like that word, plethora, of knowledge he has on almost everything he's got there. And if he doesn't have the information, he goes out and gets it. So what we're going to do now, I need a high sign that we're good to go, okay? And what we're going to do now is we're going to play about a 12-minute pre-recorded interview with Alan Lynch, the owner of the Cross-Eyed Bull. And if you want to check it out, the video, you can go to aaronsgunshop.com and go to the Facebook page. We'll have it posted there. Or you can go to the YouTube channel, Aaron's Gunshop YouTube channel, and check it out there and see the actual pictures. Or you can just sit back and listen to it when you get a chance. Go to the Facebook page, aaronsgunshop.com, and check it out later. So with that, Trey, I'm going to hand it over to you. And ladies and gentlemen, in about 12 minutes or so, I'll be back on the air. We'll be talking.
Alan Lynch with the Cross-Eyed Bull in the Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36. And I'm sure Alan's going to be talking to us about some really wild stuff today at the Cross-Eyed Bull. He's got so much stuff, you need to come on out here and check it out. But we're going to go inside and talk to Alan right now and see what he's got to tell us. Let's see what he's got to show us. All right, everybody, we're inside the store. I'm going to do a quick panel on, once again, so when you're reviewing this video, you get to see some of the things that are in the video. But I'm going to be walking around here around the corner to link up with Alan Lynch, the owner of Cross-Eyed Bull. And Alan's telling me he's got some pretty neat stuff to talk about here. And I'm pretty fascinated about it myself, Alan, because I love to camp, love to hike. I love cast iron cookware. Is that what it is?
Cast iron
cookware. And I don't really know what the heck I'm doing. And you're going to give me a crash course on what they are, what you do with them, how old they are, and all that. So how are you doing today, Alan?
Good. How are you?
Good to see you again. I'll tell you what, why don't you just take the show here and tell us what's going on, and we'll focus the camera in on it as you talk about it.
All right. Well, today we're going to talk about cast iron, various pieces and sizes and ages of cast iron, a little bit about how to clean it, and, this is just a little small skillet. This is a newer skillet made by Lodge, which is one of the companies that still make cast iron.
Well, hold up a second. Now, I guess I got to ask this. You said it's kind of new. If I got a new cast iron skillet, we were talking about seasons. Can you talk about that real fast?
Well,
what you do?
I mean, you could go down to Academy or Cabela's or Bass Pro Shop, and you can buy a brand new cast iron. Lodge still makes cast iron, but there is a vast difference in the new cast iron that's made now and the cast iron that was made, you know, 50 years ago or no longer.
What would that difference be?
Well, the difference is in the quality of the cast iron. And you'll notice this is a newer piece, and when I say newer, this is probably 25 years old. All right, but if you went down and bought a brand new piece today and compared it to this piece, the quality's still not as good, because if you look in your cast iron, you can see pores in the cast iron.
Yeah, I noticed that, yeah.
And when you cook in those pores, the food goes down in those pores and it sticks, and it makes it a lot harder to clean. You know, a lot of people tell you that there's no difference in the quality of cast iron. Well, they don't know, because there is a difference.
Well, now you're hearing it from the expert. You see that? I noticed that, too, because I'm seeing some of these cast iron pots and stuff, and I can see they've got more of a slickness to it.
That's right.
Whereas the ones that I have, some of the newer ones that I got from Academy, you put your hand over it and you feel like orange peel.
Right.
And so I can see what you're saying about keeping the food there. All right, so go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, when somebody talks about newer cast iron, I mean, you know, something made 25 years ago is still considered new cast iron, especially when you compare it to, you know, say a piece like this. This is made by Wagnerware, and it's probably at least 75 years old.
You can see it. I can definitely see the difference.
You can see the difference. You can see how, even though this is dirty from sitting here, but it's still got a great smooth finish.
How does that happen? Do you have any idea how one gets the finer finish as compared to the newer ones?
Well, this is all handmade. You know, 75 years ago, we didn't have machines to make stuff.
I got you.
And we didn't skimp on the quality of the material that we used.
Now, you see that, ladies and gentlemen? If you're even considering getting cast iron pots and pans, Alan here, he's an encyclopedia when it comes to knowledge on all this kind of stuff. We have all these discussions prior to these recordings, and I'm learning all sorts of stuff, but we're limited for time here. So he's going to be showing us just some different sizes, different styles, and what you can use them for.
Well, this is a griddle, and it's made by Stony Hollow, and this is probably the oldest piece I have. It's easily 100 years old, and it could be 150 years old. But,
and the purpose for that, you would use it for what?
Well, as a griddle, it was to cook for one person. You could fry a steak on it. You could fry an egg on it. It was just something quick. It sat on top of a cook hole and a wood-burning stove. It heat up quicker. And it was just to cook for one person. You could cook anything on it. You could cook meat. You could cook bread. You could cook anything on it. But, you know, this piece has a little chip here, and I've kept it because it's such a unique piece. But the antique value of this piece, if it didn't have that chip, would probably be about $350.
Oh,
that's how old it is. And it's just that company's been out of business so long, you know. Here's another piece. This is a bean pot. And it's an old piece, but you see the quality of the inside of that, how slick and smooth it is. And when you have cast iron that's like that, it's easier to clean when you get through with it. And that's the thing that people don't like about cast iron, is it's a little more work to clean it. But
now, I don't know if you can see that, ladies and gentlemen, but it's definitely slick. And, you know, I think I cut you off, though, about seasoning the pot. So let's say you get one of these newer ones. Is there a way to potentially eliminate the, because it's not as smooth as the older ones?
Well, sure. I mean, you can season it multiple times, and that makes it easier to clean when you get through. But you do have to start out with a good quality pot or skillet. You know, when we buy cast iron, sometimes we buy cast iron, and I've used this one as an example. I took this one to a show, and it got rained on, and so you can see the rust is coming in on there. What we do to that is we'll take it out there and we put it in a wash tub with a 50-50 mixture of vinegar and water, and we'll soak it for about 2 or 3 days, and then we'll just take that out of there and take a piece of wire and clean that off, soft steel, and scrub that off something like an SOS pad.
And then you reseal it.
And then we re-season it.
Yeah.
And the way we do that is once we get clean, we'll put a real thick coat of oil on it or Crisco or whatever, lard, whatever you choose to use. We put it in a preheated oven for about 30 minutes. Take it out, wipe it down real good, let it cool, and then do it again, at least twice. And that's the way you season them. Of course, by using them, you build up a coat of seasoning over time. And, you know,
why the worst thing you can do to a barbecue joint is make it move after 100 years, right? Because everything's so
right.
Seasoned.
And you can see how this pan's been seasoned when you look at the inside of it. And you flip it over and look where it's been sitting on the stove. You can see the difference in the layers. This has been well-used skillet. Has several layers on it, and it would be what I'd call a good well-seasoned skillet.
You showed me this piece right here. Somebody rigged this one up. Why don't you tell us about that piece?
Yeah, well, this is a trivet that would go in a Dutch oven, and this is a homemade one. But they manufactured this where it'd be easy to clean your Dutch oven when you got through. This would sit down in your Dutch oven, you know, and you put your bread on there and cook the bread, and you get, when it was ready, you take a pair of pliers or a lifter and lift that out, take your bread off, and you got a clean pan. You don't have to go back and clean your Dutch oven when you get through. It's just a homemade piece.
Now, you've got different sizes here. You've got all the way from the single serving to this large pan down here.
Now, here's a real good quality skillet. This skillet is... it's probably over 100 years old as well, because right back here on the back of it, it's stamped Montgomery Ward's.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, Montgomery Ward's didn't make anything. They bought and sold, but they haven't been in the cast iron business in a long, long time. And you can see the finish of that. It's almost like rubbing a piece of wax paper. It's just probably the best quality piece that I have.
And you got a lot of them here. Okay, and as I'm panning around, everybody, you'll see... oh, show us this one. This is pretty cool for the wood stove.
Yeah.
We got something pretty unique here that goes over the pipe of a wood stove. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're at the Cross-Eyed Bull in Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36. So give Alan a call and check him out.
This is just a decorative stove top covering that would go on a wood cook stove or a wood-burning stove to heat your house with, whatever. And it just sits on there, and it's just a decorative piece for your smokestack to come out of. Just a real unique piece. You don't see those very often. And it's probably over 100 years old as well.
You're a great accent piece for somebody who's got that type of stuff in their home. Now, I wanted a sidebar over here. You said you guys have been in the wagon business, rancher business, and all that. And you come up with these lantern holders, and I want to tell people about those. I think those are pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Just tell us about it.
Yeah, well, it's just a piece that we developed over the years. That it would go on your wagon beside your chuck box to hang your lantern on. You can see we've got one displayed over here, or actually a couple of them. But
you know, it's something simple like that that makes all the difference when it comes to convenience.
Sure. And it's hand forged by a blacksmith that does work for us. And almost every time I sell a wagon, somebody buys one of those to put on
their
wagon.
Well, that's like a no-brainer. That's like a car jack for a car. You got to have one.
That's right.
Now, do you have any special type of hand tools or utensils that were old school?
This is a piece that we keep around often, and you know, I buy every one of these. I find this kind of fits into your business some. This is an old tool developed to pour lead when you're making bullets.
Yeah.
And if I had 100 of these, I could sell them, because I have people come in looking for them all the time, people that want to pour their own bullets and
that's
stuff.
Right.
So we try to always keep a couple of those around, but they're not easy to find, I'll tell you. We got this big daddy skillet here. Probably the world's biggest skillet. That would be for somebody doing pack trips. Or
if you upset the wife, she can hit you over the head.
Yeah, she could double clutch you with that one. Yeah, that would be somebody cooking for large groups of people.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're here at the Cross-Eyed Bull in Grove, Texas, and there's just so much stuff. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I come in here all the time, and I get drawn to these pots and pans because, like I said, I like to camp, I like to hike, and I like that old school, old method of doing things, and this just fits the bill. So if you're like me, or you're interested in checking out, or a whole bunch of other things, maybe next week we'll talk about all the old types of tools, because I'm into that too, because when the power goes out, I need to have some way to do stuff. But anyway, Alan, why don't you tell us how they can get a hold of you, and on your website, and eBay.
Okay. Well, we're located halfway between Temple and Gatesville on Highway 36, small community called The Grove. You can reach us at 254-717-6400. We're on Facebook at The Cross-Eyed Bull, and we also have an eBay store at Cross-Eyed Bull 254. We'd like to see you out here. Come on out and see
us. Sounds great. Alan, thanks again. Always appreciate your time.
All right.
Welcome back, everybody. It is July 16, 2016. That was a pre-recorded interview with Alan Lynch, the owner of the Cross-Eyed Bull out there in the Grove, Texas. Like I said, as you heard, or if you watched on Facebook, my Aaron's Gun Shop Facebook page, you can see all the cool stuff that he had there. So check him out. Give him a call. Go out there and say hi to him. Tell him you heard him on the show. And give him some support over there. He's got some great stuff. You may find something you've been looking for, didn't even know he had it. So check it out. Now, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to go into our topic of interest section that covers another one of our great sponsors, and that's going to be WRBSales.com. And the owner there is Bill Banlow, a good friend of mine, known him for years, and he's in Gun Barrel, Texas. And I love saying that. It's just, I think he moved there on purpose. He had to. I mean, it just fits too well. I should go down there, Gun Barrel, Texas, and open up a range there. But anyway, we're going to be talking today about the ankle holster with a strap. But before I do that, I want to give you some idea of what WRB is all about. They take pride in manufacturing the highest quality firearms gear and use only the very best materials on their products. They use 1,000 denier Cordura nylon, which is made of thicker strands of hardened nylon, and that's for extreme abrasion resistance and a long life. Ballistic nylon when needed, which has a higher tensile strength than normal nylon to prevent punctures and tears. Also, they use heavy-duty number 9 YKK zippers for strength, smooth operation, and secure closure. Now, all of them are handmade. High-quality gear comes with a limited lifetime warranty and a complete satisfaction guarantee, and much of their gear has actually seen combat duty and has performed exceptionally well in adverse conditions. They're your one-stop shop for all your firearm gears and accessories. WRBSales.com. It's the premier supplier of firearm gear, accessories, and more. And with the years of experience their engineers and designers have, they perfected the art of making top-quality accessories for the professional and for non-professional use. So whether you're looking for maximum concealment, comfort, or a combination of both, their products guaranteed to deliver it even in the toughest conditions. They know the industry inside and out. More importantly, they pay attention. They know what you want. So check them out at WRBSales.com. And my good buddy Bill here gave me a bunch of stuff here so I could talk about a lot of this stuff, if not almost every piece I use. But today, now if you're going to check us out, go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page, and you'll see me streaming here live as I show this demonstration here of the WRB ankle holster with strap. How you doing, everybody? Good to see you. Come on by. We're here live in front of the KMLI studios in Cameron. Come on by. Honk your horn. Pick up some free goodies. Come say hello to me and some of the crew here. Love to get to see it. Now, the WRB ankle holster with strap. This one's for a small revolver. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've got these. I've actually got a few of these. And they're meant for, they're designed a certain way. However, leave it to Matt. He always modifies to fit his special needs. But let me show you basically how it works. And another comment I want to make, too. Every one of Bill's products, WRB sales products, has the tag stitched into it. It's got the name, it's got the website, and it's got the toll-free number. You got a problem with the product, you give them a call. Somehow, some way, some shape, some form, they'll talk to you, figure out what they can do to square your way. But now, here's the ankle holster. I'm going to read to you off their website the description of this, and then I'm going to give you some of my input on it as well. It's the ankle holster with strap, a perfect way to conceal small handguns. The adjustable calf strap distributes some of the weight off the ankle. The rubberized backing provides additional padding between the ankle and the handgun. The Velcro holster allows changing to left or right positions. Easy to wear, comfortable, and secure. You wear it on your right leg or your left leg. Works on the inside or the outside of the leg. Available for small, medium, or compact pistols. Padding provides comfort while the Velcro keeps closure the pistol secure. Adding the support strap allows for stability while running. The design allows you to purchase other holsters that fit in this carrier. One ankle holster can carry multiple pistols, saving you money, by the way. There's a quick-release thumb brake, 4-inch adjustable calf strap, and it's got quality padded protection and comfort, and there's just so many different things you could do with this holster, really. So I'm going to show you the holster on the video here. We're streaming live, aaronsgunshop.com, we're the Facebook page. As it comes out of the package, that's how it looks. We've got the holster that goes around your ankle, and then there's the strap attached to it that goes vertically up to the other band that wraps around your calf. So I'll use my arm as an example. If my hand is actually my foot, you're going to wrap this around your ankle. Can you hold that there for me? This strap is going to come vertical up the leg, and this will wrap up around your calf. So it kind of gives it support in two different positions. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what I do, if you've never worn an ankle holster, sometimes you almost walk with a limp. Because when I first started wearing an ankle holster, I wasn't used to it. And so when I would take the step with my left leg, it would feel like it's being thrown out there, and then I'd skip with my right leg to catch up. But what I thought about was, you know, I usually carry automatic pistols, small automatic pistols. And I said to myself, well, I need a backup magazine. Because if I'm wearing my duty one, or not my duty one, but my primary one, I've got my spare mags, I might wear my backup pistol, and I need a backup mag. Where do I put the backup mag to ensure that I don't miss or crisscross picking up the wrong one if it's on my belt? So, Matt comes up with a solution. What I do is I take off the actual calf strap, and let's see if I can do it here quickly and efficiently and effectively. Okay, here we go. I got two pieces in my hand. I got the ankle holster that goes around my ankle. Because I know what I generally do at this point in time in my life, I'm not jumping barricades and all that kind of stuff, although I can still do it. My normal lifestyle is just a casual type of thing. So I put this one on my ankle without the strap, and I put the gun in there, concealed with my pants. Now this one here, I'll take this vertical strap that goes down my leg, and I'll slip onto it. What I've been doing is getting a little knife pouch and putting my spare mag in it, and it's got the belt loop there. So I put the belt loop on this, or the vertical strap through the belt loop, and then cross this over and attach to the Velcro, and now my extra mag is stuck to this band. Then I take this band that goes around your calf normally and wrap it on my opposite ankle. So what that does is a couple things. It gives me backup ammo. It balances me out, because now I've got something on my other leg as well as just having the gun on with the ankle holster on the one leg. And while I'm down there anyway getting my pistol, I can go down there and get my extra mag, okay? So this is a great little holster to do a bunch of things. And the other nice thing about it, too, is on this particular model, the part that holds the weapon can come out. It's Velcro held, and it's got the strap in here to secure it. But you can change it for different types of guns. So if you don't want to buy another ankle strap, all you got to do is buy an extra holster. It saves you a little bit of money. It diversifies what you can carry. And in my opinion, it depends on how you dress, too. Like, for example, today I'm wearing more larger pants down the bottom, more of a flared-out pants bottom. Some people, if they wear tight pants, it's not going to work. If you wear cowboy boots, that's going to be kind of difficult. So it's going to be kind of for like a low type of shoe or a close-form-fitting shoe, upper along your leg as compared to a big, floppy-looking cowboy boot. So you got to definitely check it out, put it to use. See how it works in the style of dress that you have, but it's an excellent product from WRB, just like everything else. It's got the 4-inch wide strap, and it's got a large area of Velcro to adjust for smaller legs or large legs, and it fits nice and snug. And the other part that's cool is the friction pad. You can see that in the video. It's cushiony, it's soft, it's spongy, yet it's got a good friction, so it's not going to start to twist around your leg. That's another problem on some holsters where they don't form fit to your leg. Or they're very slick on the inside. As you're walking, it'll start to turn around on you, around your leg. And so when you think it should be in one spot, it's on the totally opposite spot, and it delays your drawing of the weapon even more. Now, I said this before about ankle holsters. Ankle holsters are a great add-on to your holster collection. However, it's not the quickest method of getting a weapon out. It's nice to know, hey, I've got the weapon with me. It's on my leg, quick, you know, easy access. But it's not as fast as your normal type of holster draws. But its purpose is to have something somewhere that somebody can't see. If I'm hurting on the ground and I can't get my duty pistol or my primary weapon, I can maybe fold up my leg and grab my ankle. Or if I'm sitting in a restaurant and something's going down and I don't really want to be conspicuous by moving, I can lower my arm down to my ankle, grab my weapon. All different reasons and thought processes when it comes behind the ankle holster. But go to WRBsales.com. They've got a whole bunch of things there. Holsters, accessories, a full line of accessories. WRBsales.com. Don't forget, on every product, they got their tag with their website and their phone number. They got a great satisfaction guarantee. It's a complete satisfaction guarantee with a limited lifetime warranty. So check them out, WRB Sales. And don't forget, if you like the program, they support us. If you support them, they continue to support me, and everybody's happy, okay? So hopefully you'll check them out, WRB Sales. Like them. Like us on Facebook, the whole works, WRBsales.com. All right, everybody. Let's see how much time I got before the top of the hour. You know, I actually think I can do a product spotlight. There we go. We're going to talk about another sponsor. I was going to carry it over to next hour, but we got time to do it this hour. Another one of our sponsors and a very good friend of mine, Arch Koontz, from ANC Firearms. He has been very supportive of me for many years, and he's a very good friend. I like him a lot, so go out and check him out. But we're going to be talking about a Ruger Single 6 22-22 mag that he's got on the shelf. I love these guns. I walked into ANC Firearms one day some time ago, and they had an older model of this gun at a price I couldn't refuse, so I bought it. And ANC Firearms are located in Heidenhammer between Rogers and Temple on Highway 36-190 there. And he's in the little bank at the corner in Heidenhammer. Go check him out. The floors squeak. It's really old. It's nice. It's neat. And he's got a lot of things, knives, guns, accessories, the works. Now, I use this gun as my surgical gun for eliminating unwanted four-legged creatures. And another comment, too, is the accuracy of it. If I want to have, if I have to shoot something in a very tight spot, this is the gun I use. I use it for surgical applications here. I don't want to damage anything outside of the shooting area there. For example, if there's a possum on the porch messing with a cat or something, I don't know, and I come around and I see it, oh, I don't want to be shooting buckshot or birdshot or 45 or 9mm. I want strategic hits. And so that's one of the guns I use. And the other cool thing about that is because you can't cycle automatic pistols with a Gila ammo that has no gunpowder in it, because there's no gunpowder in it, and the projectile goes based on the energy of the primer alone. It won't cycle the slide. But on a revolver, I can put 6 rounds in this thing of a Gila. It's extra quiet, so if I have multiple rodents, I take one rodent out, and the other one goes, what was that? I didn't hear nothing. And then I just start taking them out. So it works really good in revolvers, the Gila powderless ammo. Now I'm going to read to you a short article from ChuckHawks.com about the Ruger Single 6 revolvers. Now, this article is by Chuck Hawks. It's short and sweet and to the point, and ANC Firearms has one on the shelf. You need to go check it out. Their phone number is 983-4417, 254-983-4417. But this is the Ruger Single 6 revolvers by Chuck Hawks at ChuckHawks.com. 2003 marked the 50th anniversary of the introduction of the Ruger Single 6 revolver. The Single 6 is a traditional, hello there everybody, good to see you. The Single 6 is a traditional looking Western style revolver, but with a modernized mechanism. Their versatile Single 6 has been adapted for the rimfire 22 long rifle and 22 magnum and centerfire 32 H&R magnum cartridges. Cylinders were added to allow convertible Single 6s that could shoot 22 short long rifle in one cylinder and 22 mag in the other. The three screw, so-called because of the three screws in the side of the frame, Ruger Single 6 revolvers are based on a very simple design. They use music wire coil springs, and the reliability has become legendary. However, old model Rugers are traditional single-action revolvers. This means that they are loaded with a hammer and a half cock notch and properly carried with a hammer down on an empty chamber. There is also a quarter cock semi-safe hammer position. The typical three-screw Single 6 was a blued steel 22 magnum 22 long rifle convertible revolver built on a flat top frame roughly 7/8 the size of the Ruger Blackhawk, and that's the one he's got That's the color he's got at ANC Firearms. It's blue. It's pretty. It's real pretty. Over the years, Ruger sold a great many single-six revolvers. Nevertheless, Bill Ruger redesigned the single-action revolvers in 1973, in an attempt to make the idiot-proof gun that it is now. The result was the new model single-six. These revolvers incorporated the new transfer bar ignition system. Opening the loading gate retracts the cylinder bolt, allowing the cylinder to turn for loading. No longer was it necessary to leave the hammer down on an empty chamber. The new model Ruger SA revolvers are probably the safest revolvers ever made, and they can be carried fully loaded with six cartridges. Now, new model Ruger SA revolvers only have two screws in the side of the frames. Otherwise, the Super Single 6 is extremely similar to the old model guns. Over the years, there have been many models of Single 6 revolvers, and the new model is probably the most common and the most useful to the small game hunter and the outdoorsman. It's the Super Single 6 Convertible Model NR6. The blued steel 22 long rifle, 22 magnum revolver comes in a 6.5-inch barrel and the same adjustable sights as the Black Hawk and Super Black Hawk. It is 11 and 13/16 inches in overall length and weighs 35 ounces. The Ruger Single 6 revolvers have earned a reputation for good accuracy, and mine have been typical of the breed, and so is mine, too. They've been used to shoot just about every kind of 22 long rifle and 22 magnum ammunition available on the market. On the whole, I cannot think of a better small game hunting revolver than a Ruger Single 6 convertible with a 6.5-inch barrel. And ladies and gentlemen, my good friend Arch Kuntz at ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer has one on the shelf now. If you go to aaronsgunshop.com and go to the Facebook page, you'll see a picture of it there. And it'll have the tag on it, all the information. Check it out. Give him a call at 254-983-4417. Tell him you're coming out to buy it. Tell him you heard it on the radio. Tell him you saw it on the Facebook page, whatever. But just tell him you heard it, so they know that you're listening and you're supporting them because they're supporting me. And ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you how important that is. It's not cheap to do a radio program, and with their support, I'm greatly thankful. So with that, everybody, Trey, we're going to take a long break again. And after that long break, I'm going to come back on, and I'm going to introduce to you another good friend and Cameron Police Chief Randy Dixon with the voice of law enforcement.
Arch Kuntz, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
You're going to go crazy at the Cross-Eyed Bull when you see all the great stuff from years gone by. Wagons, old tools, lamps, well pumps, stoves, water barrels. The Cross-Eyed Bull in the Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36 is the place to be for the antiquer, decorator, prepper, or just anyone who wants to take a look. Tractors, chicken coops, windmills, wagon wheels. The Cross-Eyed Bull in the Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36. Or just call 254-717-6400. The Cross-Eyed Bull.
WRBSales.com takes pride in manufacturing the highest quality firearms gear. They use only the very best materials in their products. 1,000 denier Cordura nylon, ballistic nylon, and heavy-duty YKK zippers. All of their handmade, high-quality gear comes with a limited lifetime warranty and a complete satisfaction guarantee. And much of their gear has seen actual combat duty. WRBSales.com is your one-stop shop for all your firearms gear and accessories. And whether you're looking for maximum concealment, comfort, or a combination of both, WRB's products guarantee to deliver it even in the toughest of conditions. They know the industry inside and out, but more importantly, they know what you want. Explore from the best the industry has to offer only at WRBSales.com. That's WRBSales.com.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Today's Saturday, July 16, 2016, and we're here live in front of the KMIL Studios, the Ranch in Cameron. We'd love to see you. Come on by. If you're going by your 18-wheelers, honk your horns. Stop by. We've got giveaways, posters, calendars, emergency whistles. Love to get to meet you, say hi to you, and all that. Now, our next segment here is the voice of law enforcement. I've known Cameron Police Chief Randy Dixon for some time. However, it's been in and out of time. And what I mean by that is I met him a long time ago, had a good engagement there. Further down the road, we meet again, great experience. And then in the last couple of years or so, I've got to know him well, and I enjoy his company. I like to listen to him. He's got a lot of good information, and he's very sincere and humble as to what he's doing. So I'm very excited to have him on the program. And we're going to get him on in just a second here. We'll probably give him about 15 minutes, Chief, if you're listening. We'll get you 15 minutes there. And he's going to give you his insight as to the things that are happening here. But once again, we're live here at the KMIL Studios. Honk your horns passing by. Come on by and say hello. Pick up one of the giveaways here. Don't forget to go to aaronsgunshop.com Facebook page. Like us on Facebook. Check out the videos and all that. So we've got a class today. I should tell you about this, too. We've got a class today at 2 o'clock. There's still room in there. If you're listening and you want to take a class, we have some people coming up. They're going to try and make it. They're just not sure if their schedule permitted. But if you've got time, you can make it. 2 o'clock, get there a few minutes early. Driver's license. Gun you're going to shoot, 32 caliber or larger, 50 rounds, and the class is $60. If you already have your license and you think you need a refresher, I'll drop the price down to $40. Just show me your license, and we'll give you that discount. But we look forward to seeing you. So with that, everybody, I'm going to now present to you Cameron Police Chief Randy Dixon and the voice of law enforcement.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate that today. We've got a lot to do and a lot to talk about. I started putting this show together, I guess, about a week ago and started thinking about what I wanted to say and how I wanted to say some things. And I usually, with most intention, hopefully every week what I intend to do is give you some insight into law enforcement, some ideas on how to protect yourself. But today I'm going a little different direction. And I hope you'll bear with me today in hearing what I have to say and kind of a philosophy that we have here as far as the Cameron Police Department and I think in general law enforcement all over. You know, all of us in law enforcement have been impacted by the events that took place in Dallas a few weeks ago. You know, tragedy has hit Texas and the impact is felt far and wide. We have been immune from all of those things in the past, but it's coming forward. And, you know, with that comes a national debate, which results in a major change in police training, community relations, accountability, and police recruitment. Even here in Cameron, we have to look at some of the things. You know, you could train all day long, no matter what you do, but you can't train for the unforeseen. And we try, we hope, we plan, but we have to rely on the grace of God to help us in many times. No police agency in this country will ever be immune from the impact that the shooting in Dallas has had. And we'll continue to have in communities across our nation. Now, with that being said, folks, the notion that that exists and that the nation's law enforcement culture is antagonistic toward of racism is purely fiction and an out-and-out untruth. I cannot tell you how many times I've stressed to people that police work is not about color. Police work is about doing right and wrong. It's about whatever happens as far as the laws are concerned. You know, never before in this history of the United States of America has there been more progressive strides made in professionalism, diversity, scrutiny, and accountability of the men and women who serve and protect our citizens. I know that about 17 or 18 years ago, I had the succinct honor of being able to teach the first culture diversity class that was held in this area when I was with Temple PD. A fellow officer and I, whether you call us the guinea pig or whether we were just the ones who would stand up and do it, had a lot of unpopular things to tell people back then. And we did. We were straightforward. We talked about how you basically have to understand that people are the same. There's no difference. You know, it'd be ludicrous to think that in today's modern world, a person treats someone different based on the color of their skin. It has been a major contention with this police chief that you're hearing today that every citizen be treated based on their actions, not the color of their skin, their status in the community, or the amount of money they have in the bank. I hear all the time people say, well, he got out of it because he knows somebody. Well, from our end of it, that's farther from the truth. We do things by the book, we do things by the law, and that's where we follow. Sometimes that's an unpopular way to follow, but that's the way we will continue to do that. Lady Justice is colorblind, folks, and I expect the police officers who work under my command on my watch for Cameron to adhere to their standards as well. We can listen all day long to the news reporters and the political powers talking about body cameras, demilitarization, community dialogue, partnering, and community policing. But the truth of the matter is simply this, folks. Every day, every night, 365 days a year, men and women of all colors and ages, backgrounds and abilities from Florida to Alaska, from Hawaii to Maine, are donning their bulletproof vests, their radios, their first aid kits, their guns, their belts, to walk the streets of America, going down many darkened alleys that most people wouldn't go, simply to protect those that need protecting. You know, police work's not a really glamorous job, contrary to what TV tries to make you think it is. There's a lot of hours of loneliness. There's a lot of hours of sitting in a patrol car and people making fun of you, talking bad about you. But it has the rewards that you know that you're doing a job that many people won't do. You're protecting other people. You're protecting the less fortunate. You're protecting the ones who have no means to protect themselves. A police officer's job is to respond and to do a lot of things, such as help the citizens of Cameron, Texas, and this nation when they need it. And we routinely do that without hesitation or thought of our own safety. I know that many of you watched some of the horrific videos that came out of Dallas 2 weeks ago, and you saw police officers throwing themselves on top of other people to try to protect the citizens, to protect the people that were wounded. I don't know one single police officer that works for me that wouldn't do the same thing. You know, there's times when your life is much less important than the life of the person you're trying to protect. And that's what makes the difference between a good police officer and those that simply want to wear a badge and a gun to say they're a police officer. Those of us in law enforcement all know that the last thing police officers desire to do is take the life of a human being. No one in law enforcement wants to or desires to hurt anyone. No one expects to, folks, but it will happen because it is the unexpected that causes harm, and it is that unexpected harm that is impossible to prepare for or stop by training, by practice, through dialogue, or some legal mandate. If a person points a gun at a police officer, there is a very likely chance someone is going to get harmed. I know that, you know, many of the new guns that kids play with today look exactly like real firearms. They're supposed to have the orange tip on them, but for some reason, many people take and they use a Sharpie or they use paint and they'll color out that tip. As a matter of fact, we had a call just a couple of days ago of a gun that was found at one of our local civic centers here. We sent an officer out. He picks the gun up. He brings it to my office, and it looks exactly like a firearm that we carry. But it wasn't. It was simply a cap gun. That's what can get people hurt when they point it at someone, when they use it for the wrong reasons. If someone, let me ask you this, folks. If someone pointed a gun at you, would you be alarmed? Would you be upset? I think so. You know, does anyone really think a person would ever hesitate to point it at someone else who might be armed, unarmed, and a victim of an impending crime? You have to protect yourself. The one thing that I will tell my officers is I want them to go home to their families at night. The violent demonstrations and the protests that have followed the decisions in recent months have resulted in many injuries to police officers and civilians alike. What purpose does rioting, burning and hurting, looting, and things of that nature help people? Honestly, I, whether I'm a cop or not, but just, you know, just as a human being, we can't understand the grandstanding by some members of our political committees, some of our politicians. Many times what they say, what they do on a national basis filters down to getting officers hurt on the local basis. You know, I know that we saw the videos that happened in Minnesota and Louisiana, and we all knew that that was a horrific event that took place. The first thing people want to do is riot. First thing they want to do is talk about it, what the police officers did wrong, why they did that, etc. My contention is simply this, folks. Let's let the courts, let's let the records play out first. I have a couple of children that I know very personally that were asking about the shooting that they saw on television. The first thing they said was the police officer shouldn't have done that. They shouldn't have shot that person. It was et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know what? Maybe they shouldn't have, but we don't know all the facts yet. Let's get the facts before we get up in arms and before we take the time to do something that's going to get someone hurt. You know, if we as a community can take a step forward together, we can learn from the tragedies that took place. No good will come from the destruction of property or further violence in this country. It only perpetuates harm, discord, and hate. What all of us in law enforcement hope for is a coming together so that we can begin a conservation on three areas. Number one, how do we prevent the future? How do we stop things from happening? How do we work together to make it not happen? And when can we come together understanding that simply law enforcement and our citizens must work together to make this a community that's better for people, and better for a nation? You know, what we all hope that there's no, that in law enforcement, that we have a chance to make our community safe. That's what our number one idea is. You know, you see a lot of police cars that have the slogan on the side, protect and serve. Protect and serve has two folds. Number one, we want to protect the citizens. But more importantly, we want to serve the community. We want to serve the citizens. You know, and I don't care if you're black, white, brown, polka dot, whether you have, whether you're from Africa, whether you're from Europe, whether you're from Germany, whether you're from Czechoslovakia, it doesn't make any difference. We're all the same color on the inside. We all have a heart. We all have a soul. We work together to make ourselves safer. Law enforcement should be based on the law and whether a person lives the spirit of the law or not. We have been very fortunate in Central Texas to not have some of the issues we've witnessed in other parts of the country. Are we immune to these issues? Absolutely not. However, I guarantee you that myself and the people that work for me will work with every ounce of my being to make sure we avoid the problems created and that such dissension doesn't happen in the Central Texas area. There is a saying in the Bible, and I know that sometimes we're supposed to keep the religious aspect of this separate, but there's a saying in Romans that says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You know, if we can do that, if we can see the good in people, if we can work to make this a safer place, then I think many of us will all reap the rewards of a safe community. You know, yesterday there were 33 demonstrations that were to take place across the country on some of the slogans about certain people and about how their lives matter. Well, you know what? As far as law enforcement is concerned, every life matters. Every life, every color, every creed matters. That's the way we have to do it. That's the way that we have to make sure that we protect ourselves and a nation that right now is on the brink of being in problems. We've got to get ourselves straight. We've got to make ourselves understand that this country is a country of men made up of all colors and creeds. And like the old saying goes, we fall together or we work together. So with that being said, you know, a lot of times we look at things and we think about things and we look at how sometimes our lives are changed because of tragedies. And I know from the Cameron Police Department's perspective, we're not going to do everything perfect. We're not going to always do everything right, but we're going to make sure we do our best to make sure we do everything right and perfect. So with that being said, folks, that ends my program for today. And if you have any questions or anything to call, talk to, feel free to call me at the Cameron Police Department. Come down and see me. Come by. And one of my favorite people just walked in, so I'm going to be talking to her here in a few moments. And at this time, Matt, are you out there? All right. Well, I'm going to turn this back over to Trey then, and we'll let Trey take the show over.
Coons, the owner of AMC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to AMC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. AMC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
You're going to go crazy at the Cross-Eyed Bull when you see all the great stuff from years gone by. Wagons, old tools, lamps, well pumps, stoves, water barrels. The Cross-Eyed Bull in the Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36 is the place to be for the antiquer, decorator, prepper, or just anyone who wants to take a look. Tractors, chicken coops, windmills, wagon wheels. The Cross-Eyed Bull in the Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36. Or just call 254-717-6400. The Cross-Eyed Bull.
WRBSales.com takes pride in manufacturing the highest quality firearms gear. They use only the very best materials in their products. 1,000-denier Cordura nylon, ballistic nylon, and heavy-duty YKK zippers. All of their handmade, high-quality gear comes with a limited lifetime warranty and a complete satisfaction guarantee. And much of their gear has seen actual combat duty. WRBSales.com is your one-stop shop for all your firearms gear and accessories. And whether you're looking for maximum concealment, comfort, or a combination of both, WRB's products guarantee to deliver it even in the toughest of conditions. They know the industry inside and out, but more importantly, they know what you want. Explore from the best the industry has to offer only at WRBSales.com. That's WRBSales.com.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Vitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, July 16, 2016, and we're live here in front of the KMLI studios in Cameron, right on the road in the parking lot here. Honk your horns like so many have. Come on by, pick up yourself a free gift. We'd love to see you. We've got posters, calendars, emergency whistles here. Everybody, ladies, every lady needs an emergency whistle. So come on out and say hi. And I'll tell you what, I want to say thanks again to Cameron Police Chief Randy Dixon. Awesome job. Had no doubts whatsoever he was going to be on every Saturday. He's totally committed and pumped up, as I am, to share the wealth of knowledge that he has about law enforcement and the voice of law enforcement. So I thank him very much. Give him positive feedback. Give him a call. Somehow make contact with him. And just show him that you're listening out there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in this little segment here, I'm basically a prepper show. And I'm always looking for things that can cloverleaf back into the show that comes to guns and safety and prepping and all this kind of stuff. Well, I've got a beautiful, beautiful little item here. I read it last time. I'm going to read it again. It's a military Army Jeep. And it's a 1960 Ford Willys Jeep. And if you go to Aaron's Gun Shop YouTube page or Facebook page or the product page on aaronsgunshop.com, you can actually check out the one-minute video of this Jeep. It's a quick version of it, but it's just awesome. It's got everything you need. It's got a whole bunch of extras, but I'm going to read a little bit about it. It was built in 1960. And this particular model, they cut them in half. I guess the surplus ones are cutting them in half. And this one was reassembled with a steel backplate that makes it much more sturdy. It's got a tailgate that you can drop down. Most Jeeps didn't have that, so you can load all sorts of things on it from the backside there. It's got a roll bar. It's been converted from 24 to 12 volts. It has a heater. People look at me funny when I say, a Jeep's got a heater? A military Jeep's got a heater? Yes, it's got a heater. The trick is, those older ones, I don't know how the Humvees are, the way they work, because they're enclosed most of the time, but the old military Army Jeeps, if they're open, you get these heaters with hoses, and you take the hose and you stick it in your clothing, and as you're driving along, the heat off the engine would build up in your shirt and your pants, and you just stay warm, and it actually works pretty good. So we've got that attached to the Jeep as well. We got the hoses from the heater. All the hoses, radiator hoses and such, have been replaced, new. The brakes have been worked on. There's jerry cans in the backside of the Jeep, one's for gas, one's for water. It's got the jerry can holders in it. It's got fire extinguishers. Always got to have a fire extinguisher. They're strapped onto the roll bar. Center console for to put your big gulp or soda or what other beverage that you choose. On the Jeep itself, it has four new tires. And if you knew how much these tires were, you'd say, whoa, that's pretty good. And in addition to that, there's six extra tires. There's two extra wheels and an extra differential. We also have a detachable back seat. Now, this is important, too. These are kind of hard to find sometimes, but the rubber gasket seal that goes around the windshield, because the way it is, it's just held in there with a rubber gasket. The windshield frame is kind of flexible. So the seal goes on the metal part of the window, and then you pop in the glass one. But I've got plexiglass in it. It's a little bit lighter. It's a lot lighter, actually. Easier in case it breaks or something to replace. Just cut out another piece. I've got the trace molding or pattern for it. So if it cracks or breaks, you just cut out another one real cheap. And you just put it in there with some silicone. In the front end, it's got a tow bar. So if you want to pull it behind your truck when you're going out to the hunting lease, that's a pretty convenient thing to have. It also, and this is cool, has a matching trailer. Military Army trailer. And put all sorts of good stuff in there. Put some rubber padding down the bottom if you want. It's got places where you can put some lumber to extend the side rails on it. We got a windshield cover. How you doing? Good to see you. It runs great, and it's street legal. This is an excellent item to have. I'm seeing a Jeep right now being pulled on a trailer going down the highway from where I'm located. Mine is way cooler. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in something like that, the 1964 Willys Jeep, go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the products page, scroll down at the bottom there, and you'll see the Jeep, and you can run the video, and I'll give you a 360-degree view of the Jeep. And it's great. It's a lot of fun. You know, I've got rifle scabbards on there, too, so when you're going out, you just slip your rifle into the scabbard, and you can do so many different things with this, have a lot of fun with it. Put yourself a radio in there, mount it in there, put a refrigerator tap into it, all sorts of cool things. So check it out at the aaronsgunshop.com product page, or go to the Facebook page, or go to Aaron's Gun Shop YouTube channel and scroll down. You should find it there somewhere. But it's a lot of fun, so check it out. We got more people coming by. We're here in front of the KMIL studios in Cameron. Got people honking their horns, people coming by, people picking up things. We've got calendars, emergency whistles, posters. Come on and pick yourself one up. Say hi to everybody and get to meet us. We want to meet you. Today at 2 o'clock, I've got a license to carry class. And it's $60 for the new person. I'm giving a special today for anybody who has their license already. Or anybody who just wants to show up to go through the training and not really take the course, I'll give it to you for $40. But those of you who are going through the whole from A to Z to get your certificate to submit to the state, it's a $60 fee for the class. You'll need your driver's license, the gun you're going to shoot in 50 rounds. For anybody else who wants to do it just to refresh themselves or just to do something, it'll be $40 because I won't be giving you a certificate or the certificate to submit to the state. So come on out. Give us a call. There's still time. There's still room in the class. It starts at 2. I ask that you get there a few minutes early so we can get you all set up and squared away. And once again, from KMI Studios, go ahead to aaronsgunshop.com's Facebook page. Like us on Facebook. Support us. Come out here. Show up. Say hi. Like us on Facebook. Spread the word. Pick up a free product. How you doing, young man? Doing good. Good to see you. Would you like to take a free gift here? We got emergency whistles, poster, calendars. Feel free to pick what you want, sir, young man. All right, everybody. Here's what we're going to do. I've got a very special guest in studio right now. And in just a minute or two, Trey, be prepared. We may do a short break so I can get back inside. We're going to be talking to Mama Rose Mondrick. She is co-host of the morning show, The Breakfast Club, on KMIL every Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 in the morning. I'm sure you all know her, and I was able to capture her and get her here and talk to me. I'm so excited about this. She's a very busy woman, got lots of things going on. I can't tell you how much I appreciate her showing up. We're going to talk about women and guns, and I think that's really important. So, Trey, take us out. Give me about a minute, minute and a half break or so. Actually, a couple minutes, and when I get in there, we'll come back and we'll talk to Mama Rose.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
You're going to go crazy at the Cross-Eyed Bull when you see all the great stuff from years gone by. Wagons, old tools, lamps, well pumps, stoves, water barrels. The Cross-Eyed Bull in the Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36 is the place to be for the antiquer, decorator, prepper, or just anyone who wants to take a look. Tractors, chicken coops, windmills, wagon wheels. The Cross-Eyed Bull in the Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36. Or just call 254-717-6400. The Cross-Eyed Bull.
WRBSales.com takes pride in manufacturing the highest quality firearms gear. They use only the very best materials in their products. 1,000 denier Cordura nylon, ballistic nylon, and heavy-duty YKK zippers. All of their handmade, high-quality gear comes with a limited lifetime warranty and a complete satisfaction guarantee. And much of their gear has seen actual combat duty. WRBSales.com is your one-stop shop for all your firearms gear and accessories. And whether you're looking for maximum concealment, comfort, or a combination of both, WRB's products guarantee to deliver it even in the toughest of conditions. They know the industry inside and out, but more importantly, they know what you want. Explore from the best the industry has to offer only at WRBSales.com. That's WRBSales.com.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Vitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Again, today is July 16th, 2016, and we are very excited about the guests we have here. I know I'm excited. I've been wanting to talk to you for a while, Rose. We've got Rose Mondrick here. She's a co-host to the morning show, The Breakfast Club, Monday through Friday on this very station at 8 o'clock in the morning till 9 with Joe Smitherman. And we talked to Joe earlier today before the program, got him to say a quick hello. And now we have Rose. Now, if you're listening, I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to watch me with this interview, we're recording it, we'll probably pop it up just to have it as a record, but you can check it out, look at my ugly face for about 25 minutes, and I'm sure you can throw darts at it, whatever you want to do, but we're going to have a good time talking with Rose today, and Rose, thank you for coming on to the show.
Oh, I appreciate the invitation.
Oh my gosh.
I have a lot to say, you know that.
Yes, you do, and it's all good stuff, I'm sure. Now, Rose, you're a little camera shy. I'm not going to get her on camera because she doesn't want to be on camera. So I drew a happy face. So there it is. You can just pretend that's Rose right there. I'm holding up a picture of a happy face. Anyway, Rose,
yes.
Tell everybody, there's a lot of people who may not listen to the weekend programming. I don't know. They probably listen to it all the time. But just to be sure, maybe some people who listen to my show may not be listening to the morning show. Tell us a little bit about who you are real quick.
Who I am. Oh. That goes way back. Let's see. I've been on the radio for over 12 years, from 8 to 9, Monday through Thursday, and then on Friday till noon.
On this, where? Here?
Here.
Mm-hmm. Wow. See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, with Country Classics.
Okay.
And when I first started, I was there 8 to 9, and then I was 1 to 3 with the Polka Show. And then they sold the show. It was when it was 1330.
Right.
The radio station. So when we went to FM, they dropped the polka and let the guy who bought the radio station have the polka show then. And so I got talked him in to Country Classics. Of course, that's my favorite because those are the songs I know all the words to.
Well, I listen to you guys in the morning, and I know you're always pulling titles out and giving words out when Joe's playing chart toppers and all that kind of stuff. So you're pretty savvy when it comes to the music end. Now, I've been living here for 23 years, but I drive through Cameron all the time to go to what I do normally at work in Temple in that area, all the way down to Killeen and Lampas. It's funny because I don't know much in Cameron. I'm just beginning to learn all the things in Cameron. So when you're telling me about being on the show 12, 13 years doing music, I'm clueless because I'm totally in another realm, another world. But now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm coming here and I'm learning things and I'm excited. So,
well, now wait, that goes both ways. Now we're learning about you.
Well,
you understand? I mean, you have a lot of people's attention, and I like that.
Well, I like that, too.
Only because that you have a very popular subject that everybody needs knowledge on, including women. And that's kind of my goal, to have an interest with women knowing about guns.
Absolutely. I can't agree with you more. Let me make a follow-up comment, too. There's a lot of things. Everybody's got a skill. Okay, if I need to learn a particular skill, I'm going to go to an individual who blows me away when it comes to their knowledge. The only thing about a lot of skills is if you screw up, somehow you just fix it, get another piece of pipe if you did the plumbing wrong, or if you did a mathematical problem wrong, get your eraser. In the topic that I do, the reason I'm so intense is because there is no room for error. This is a life or death scenario. If you're packing heat and it goes down, you better know what you're doing. So I think a lot of women are very vulnerable because I call them spaghetti brains. Somebody told me that the expression spaghetti brains. They are doing so many things. Their brain is worrying about their children, their families, their homes, their jobs, cooking food, doing laundry. They're all over the place, and whereas a guy are called waffle brains. They take care of their one little square at a time, and most of the time it's security. And once they're done with that square, they move to the next square. A guy cannot multitask like a woman can multitask. But the disadvantage to the woman is she's distracted. And when she's distracted, she makes herself more vulnerable to the potential threat that's out there. So
with this conversation, Rose, I have a little list of questions here, and we're on here because we're going to talk about women and guns. There's counterparts out in Bell County and other areas that are getting women involved with shooting groups, clubs, and things like that, and I cannot applaud them enough because it's so important for women to become emboldened, strengthened, on equal terms when it comes to security, and knowing how to use a gun is one way to do it. And I think that's what you want to talk about. And I would like to get your opinions, your thought processes. Maybe we can start getting some people together here. What do you think?
Oh, that's what I'd love to do. And the other thing is I would like to erase the fear of guns with a lot of women. They don't even want to touch one, you know, because they don't have an understanding of it. So they need to come to a professional to learn how to handle a gun, to learn all the safety about a gun, and know it's for their best interest and their protection.
That's right. Let me make a comment because you made something that just sparked something in my head. A lot of guys, whether it be boyfriends, husbands, or family members, there's two strikes against them most of the time. One, they're very close, related, and then there's this conflict of learning for some reason. Where the wife doesn't want to hear from the husband, or the husband will suppress the wife. I see it so many times. Or the person trying to train the petite young lady with a 44 Magnum pistol, and it like throws behind their head. So we have to teach them at a lower level so they say, this is nothing to it. And it's just like doing a bike with training wheels. Then the training wheels come off and you get bigger. Before you know it, they're shooting 44 Magnums like it's going out of style, you know. So we have to get that out there. Now, what do you think the biggest fear is of the gun? Just the lack of knowledge?
They think they're going to get hurt or hurt somebody because they didn't know how to handle it properly. So they have to learn all the rules.
How about you? Do you?
I went through the gun training thing, yeah, and I outshot a few of the guys.
Who taught you how to use a weapon? Just one of those
growing up, I guess.
Yeah,
I'm not afraid of a gun. I can tell you.
Now, on Sunday at my shop, right around the corner from the studios, cross the bridge, turn left on 2095, go up a mile and a half, on Sunday at 2 to 4 o'clock, I'm having a free gun handling and gun safety seminar. So if you know people you want to broadcast...
That's where the girls need to come. They need to show up there because I would like to come there and have a refresher course on it. It's been a while since I took the... I was so... put back about all the papers from the FBI to fill out after I took the gun training. I says, they already have that information. I'm not going to do it. But I know how to handle a gun and know the rules. But I think it would be good for just women.
I think that's a great idea.
To come out there and learn. And don't feel intimidated by a guy sitting there that knows it all already or thinks he knows it all, and you become very quiet and not receptive to what you're teaching them.
That's right. We were talking about this the other day, how I have a co-ed seminar and a ladies-only seminar. And when I have the co-ed seminars, they're great. They really are. But when couples come, I see the wife with their shoulders rolled over. They're very quiet and petite, and the husband's there like, I know what I'm doing. And that's cool, whatever. But you've got to be able to let the woman do what she's doing. Then when I have the ladies-only seminar, oh, my gosh, the hair comes down. They're like, let me do this. I want to do this because I'm the surrogate guy who has no threat to them. There's no worry of feeling stupid. I'm there. I'm saying, look, whatever happens here stays here. We're all brothers and sisters now. I'm here to teach you. I'm going to tell you straight up. There's no worries. Talk to me. And they just let their hairs down. It's incredible. So that's what I want you to do, Rose. I want you to come out to the show, bring as many women as you can.
Right.
And we'll teach them how to handle some things here.
We want to call it the Leather Lace and Guns Group.
Heck yeah. I was saying glitz and grits, but I don't think that's going to fly. I like yours a lot better. Leather and Lace, Women's Gun Club?
Yeah, Leather Lace and Guns.
I like it. Now, listen, we're in the studio right now. If you want to give us a call at 254-697-6633, we'd love to hear your comments concerning this. We got Rose here. It would just be a great conversation. Give us a call, 697-6633, if you have any questions concerning license to carry. Or we're trying to organize the women's group. I think it's very important that we do this here. There's a lot of groups out there on the western side of the areas, the Bell County, all that kind of stuff. But sometimes it's hard to drive, and we want to get and do the same thing that they're doing over there because I can't commend them enough. They're doing a fantastic job getting the women in there. Because really,
guns are just a tool. You can put one on the table and it doesn't do a darn thing until you pick it up. And with your proper training, understanding, and experience with the firearm, it's just like changing a tire. That's all it is. It's just a matter of overcoming that perception that there's something dangerous about a gun. It's the person who handles the gun. Now, you were telling me, Rose, that you have some we're talking to, and they were giving different comments about how they didn't like it. Is there any reason why they came up with these? Did somebody give them bad...
Well, they said they're even sometimes afraid of fireworks, firecrackers, you know, the noise. They have to become adjusted to know what they're doing with a gun.
Yes.
And I know fireworks can get out of hand, too, but a gun can become your best buddy.
Absolutely.
And your friend when you have the right knowledge and the right teacher. And listen.
That's right. You got to look, everybody. If it's not me that you go to get instruction from, find somebody who knows what they're doing. And the key phrase is knows what they're doing. You've got a lot of people out there who may say they're licensed, entitled, and all this kind of stuff, may lack experience. I'm not knocking them down. I'm just saying, make sure you know who you're dealing with. Because if you get trained a certain way and you got bad habits, they're going to stick with you for a long time. And bad habits are hard to break. So we want to get you good habits. Now, ladies, especially ladies who are completely novice to the shooting world, end up being some of my best shooters for two reasons. One, they got a clean slate. Or three reasons. Clean slate, I'm training them. And they're willing to learn and listen. Guys have
And not only that, but going to the class, you're going to get a feeling of confidence in yourself, and you're going to realize that you are capable of doing more than taking care of kids, cooking, and laundry, that you can take care of yourself
That's
if the situation arises.
It's amazing. Every time you speak, you spark a thought in my head. I had a couple in my class. This woman was on the verge of tears, literally on the verge of tears, because she felt very suppressed, and she goes out to the range, and she's trembling, okay? I get behind her and say, ma'am, I'm going to touch you. Do I have permission to touch you? And she goes, yes. And I just put an arm around either side and said, this is how you do it. Now, all I want you to do is squeeze the trigger. And she does it, and she freaks a little. I said, ma'am, I'm going to touch you again. Did the same thing. Pull the trigger. Boom. About the third, fourth, or fifth one, after 25 rounds, she was out shooting her husband. She was like, I got this. It's not a problem. So, ladies, that's all it is. Get through the barrier. Break through the barrier. Rose, what can we do to promote this, to get more people, more women into this concept here?
They've got to know that this is for them. It's not to help their husband. It's for them and for their protection, and that they can generate it around, and the feeling of confidence to know that they're secure.
I would agree. Absolutely. And the other thing is, it's for them, meaning this too, yes, I'm a business. Yes, I'm in business to make a profit. But there's other aspects of doing this. I strongly want women empowered. I'm a sentinel when it comes to women and children. I've got this built-in thing to me, the Boy Scout factor, where I defend and protect those in need. And I see women as a vulnerability, a lot of them, not all of them, a lot of them, just because of the way life has been up to this point. They've been protected by the man, or they don't think they need it. And the way society is getting and things are happening, ladies, you've got to be prepared. And packing heat doesn't solve the problem. Your mindset and philosophy is so vital that that's what I teach too. And the way I teach it, it penetrates the walls of denial. It penetrates the wall of I can't do this. I do it in such an easy manner. It's so bold and in your face, with a manner of protection and caring, that somehow it sinks in, and I get response that is so good, fast, that it works. It's a proven plan. I'm not giving out my secret either, so don't ask what my secret is for training here. But it's a lot of fun. Now, today at 2 o'clock, I got a license to carry class. If you're free, come on out, Rose. You can do some
refresher.
Today at 2 o'clock. If you're free, come on out. It's at 2 o'clock. It's at the Aaron's Gun Shop facility, high cap facility there. We've got the indoor range. We've got the shoot house. We've got tactical range. We've got the classroom, the whole works. It's a lot of fun. You haven't been out there, Rose. You think you're going to
like it. No, I know it.
So check it out. It's just a stone's throw away from here. And on Sunday from 2 to 4, I've got the free handgun the handling and gun safety seminar. It's free. I've got room for about 15 people. I want to be able to give you one-on-one instruction. And all it is, basically, is if you have a firearm, bring a gun that you have with you. Doesn't matter what it is, because we're going to cross-train with other people. So I'm going to show you the connecting factors with all different types of guns. A lot of people, Rose, they have a tendency to say, this is my gun, and it works this way. Well, that's true. It works that way. But if you put a whole bunch of different guns in front of you, pistols, they all act the same way. And I teach you the common thread through all the guns so that no matter what gun you pick up, you can pick it up, manipulate it, and get it into action. God forbid if your gun is not working or stolen or whatever. I'm not going to mention who it is, but we have somebody in studio who does a lot of competitions with me and can verify that what we do these competitions where everybody comes in, let's say five people to a string, Rose. They put their guns up on the bench. And there's five targets out there, and each target has numbers 1 through 5 on it. So the first shooter is number 1. When they come up to the first booth, they're going to look at target number 1, they're going to load the gun and shoot at the number 1. Put the gun down, move over to the next person's gun who they've never seen before, lock and load it, and shoot at target number 2, number 1, and they're going to do that for all five targets, and they got 50 seconds to do it. That's a lot of time if you understand the common threads of all the guns. So as you're walking from one gun, before you even put your hands on the other gun, you already identified it, know what kind of action it has, what kind of trigger pull it's going to have, what you got to do to get in operation, and that's what we teach in the class. Why think, oh, I've learned this gun, but now I don't know how to handle this gun? I'm going to teach you, with your gun, how to handle all guns and be proficient with all of them. There's lots of tricks of the trade. So hopefully I can sneak you out there and show you what we can do. Plus, I want you to see the facility.
Well, and you know, a gun should be a tool and not an obstacle.
That's right. Absolutely. Look at that. She needs to do a show like this gun show here. I need to walk off stage and she needs to take control. She says everything that I'm thinking. This is incredible. Rose, are you listening to me? Are you reading my notes? I don't think you are. But anyway, okay. 697-6633. Give us a call. Remember, all complaints go to Trey. Nothing but favorable things come to me. Trey is my filter. I got Mama Rose Mondrick here from the morning show, the Breakfast Club, Monday through Friday from 8 to 9. How do you always get your trivia prizes? How do you do that?
How do I get them? Yeah. I go out and ask the retailers, hey, how about a little advertising? Because we talk about who you are every time I have a trivia question.
She's good. I need you on my sales team. I pay a good percentage there. Right? Just check it out. Okay. Let's see. What else? Any other questions that I missed here? I want to make sure I asked you all the stuff I was thinking about. Have you ever had a problem with a gun?
Nope.
Any malfunctions with a gun?
Nope.
Have you ever trained in case you had a malfunction with a gun?
Nope.
Gotcha.
I know you were going to get me on something eventually here.
Okay. Trey, you got any comments?
No.
Everything's good, right?
Yeah, she's handling it fine.
We were live outside in front of the studios starting at 10 o'clock this morning. We had a lot of people beeping their horns, coming by, picking up some stuff. We had posters and emergency whistles and calendars and all that kind of stuff. So I want to say thank you to everybody. Once again, too, we'll probably have this interview with Mama Rose Mundrett from the Morning Show Breakfast Club on my YouTube channel, and we'll probably post it on my Facebook page, too. Go to my Aaron's Gun Shop Facebook page and like us on Facebook. Let's jump up those numbers. And give us a call. Ladies and gentlemen, we still got a few minutes here. I'm probably going to move on in just a second to another segment, but we still got time. I'm going to keep Rose here in case somebody calls up. I want to be able to talk to you concerning our leather and lace and guns. Is that what we're calling it?
Leather, lace, and guns.
All right, listen up, ladies. Check this out. Nobody else is listening. It's just you and me. You need to give me a call and say you're interested in forming this group, and we're going to get some good action going on at the gun range. We'll set up a time, a date, and all that kind of stuff. We're going to learn how to use these guns. We're going to have fun. Let's make some fun out of this, okay? This is a woman's thing, and there's too many women out there who really want to learn. They just haven't had the opportunity or haven't heard of the place or know that I'm out here, and we just need to get this done. So we have a call on the line. Let's see if it's somebody for us here. Only if it's a positive comment.
He says, only if it's a positive comment. You want to hear it?
Is it a positive comment?
It's a positive comment. He says it is.
Okay, then put him on. Can I hear him over the speaker?
Yeah,
stand by, everybody. Hopefully he's not going to trick us and tell me I'm like...
Say,
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Who we got on the line?
All right, it's Al from Bell down in Milano. I just had a comment. You made a statement a while ago about a gun laying on the table. Would never hurt anybody unless it was picked up. You know, I was thinking when you said that, people were killed here recently overseas with a man in the vehicle. You know, if it had never been started and driven by him, it wouldn't have.
You are stealing my thunder for next week's opinion piece. I cannot agree with you enough.
Yeah, well, I had one of the judges here in the county made a statement to me the other day. He said, you know, if they had a survey, they found out that F-150 Ford trucks killed more people in the United States of America, would they want to come take them all up? And that's true. It's not the vehicle, it's not the gun, it's the person behind it.
That's right.
I got a friend of mine here in Milano said he's had his deer rifle sitting in the closet for over a year. He passes by it every day and he has not shot anybody.
That's right. Last week's opinion piece, I was talking about how if you got your wish, all you anti-gunners got your wish and they banned guns, then the knife industry is going to boom. But then I found an article that showed, and I read it too during that opinion piece, that a bunch of protesters, and they can protest, they got that right to do that, but a whole bunch of people got knifed and bleeding and cutting arteries and all this kind of stuff for the knife. And I said, okay, you get your wish, the knives are gone. Now the bat industry just increased their production because everybody's buying a baseball bat. And then they ban those, and then the trucks come into play. And I started laughing when I saw that in Nice about the truck. And it had nothing to do with the people getting hurt. It had to do with people are going to think, oh, now we need to ban guns because a truck killed somebody. It's just ridiculous.
That's right. We'll have to go back when it gets bad and everything, get our Indians back, get their bow and arrows, I guess.
Well, Rose is telling me here we can use hammers until they serial number those, and then they start banning
hammers.
Okay,
look, the NCR you show, I hadn't listened to it very long, but I sure do appreciate you being on there, especially Chief over in Cameron. I admire that fellow.
Well, I appreciate you listening, and I thank you for giving us a call, letting us know that. Spread the word. And if you know anybody, any ladies out there who are looking to shoot a gun, they can contact me, or maybe, I don't know, Rose, can they call you during the show in the morning?
Sure, sure, absolutely.
They can call Rose during the morning show, the breakfast club there, and say, hey, Rose, you know, I heard you on Saturday. It was pretty good. We want to get this going and take some names down. We'll organize this and have a lot of fun. I want you ladies to have a blast, have a place to go, and have a blast, pun intended.
And take their fear away.
Take the fear away and become empowered by a tool.
Right.
Okay. Look, nobody likes to change a tire, but it's very important to know how to change a tire. And who knows, some sick people out there actually get to learn to like changing tires. Well, and when it comes to the gun, you may not know how to use the gun, but it's important to know how to use it. And before you know it, you're going to love to use it. It's going to become an extension of you, a part of you, and it's going to be awesome knowing that you can get this little lead projectile and put it someplace where you exactly want it to go. And for some reason, I have a gift to teaching it, and I would love to teach it to you. So anybody else out there, we got a few more minutes left on the show, 254-697-6633. I've got Rose Mondrick here from the morning show, myself here. We're talking about ladies getting together, guns, leather, lace, and guns. I think that's pretty hot. We need to get a good picture of that, get patches, get jackets, get streamers, banners, the whole works, get a plane flying across the air with lace, leather, lace, and guns. Call this number. Call Rose. It's just, I can see it exploding in my head here. It's just getting bigger and bigger. We'll be statewide before you know it. Okay, 697-6633. I'll tell you what, while we're waiting, Rose, I'm going to read a quick, I'm going to find one here because I got a ton of them. It's a WTF moment. What the F are they doing? This is crazy. So let me see here. I found one that was pretty cool. Here's what we'll do. I've got a very good friend of mine, avid listener. And he sent me a couple of emails. I'm going to read them to you really quick. This is a WTF moment here. And here we go. It goes, Matt, I enjoyed the program last Saturday. I was doing outside work, pulling weeds, etc. And he heard this on the 1.5-hour show that I had in Temple, which I no longer have. And it went by so fast. So does this 2 hours, because I got about 3 minutes, 4 minutes left. On Friday, January 22nd, I attended a gun show in Houston on the setup day. I spoke with a police officer, a former Marine, who witnessed the following. About 5 minutes before I arrived at the parking lot, the following event occurred. Gun dealer, table holder A, rolled a dolly into the arena loaded down with long guns, rifle, shotguns. Gun dealer, table B, saw a shotgun he wanted and purchased it and took it to the other side of the arena. He pulled the trigger and the shotgun discharged, raining the floor and table and wall with buckshot pellets. Fortunately, no one was harmed, struck, or threatening the area of the blast. The discharge surprised B so much that he dropped it to the floor. The police officers in the arena immediately surrounded dealer B and asked several obvious questions. The police officers questioned dealer A to determine the timeline of what occurred. It turns out that all the long guns on dealer A's dolly were loaded due to dealer A's oversight. Dealer B's newly purchased shotgun still had three shells in the weapon. The show promoters and club officers advised both dealers that they were forthwith forbidden to ever participate in any further gun show. Moral of the story, even those gun collectors with 30-plus years of experience should always assume that any gun is loaded until they thoroughly check it out. That is what you always stress in your seminars and workshops. Lots of luck, AD. The second one here, I can get it in. Matt, thanks so much for airing the WTF story on the Saturday show. I have another one which I personally experienced several years ago. I went to a gun show in San Antonio which was held in an arena which may not still exist. An experienced 40-plus year gun collector was on the next row from me, about 20 feet away. He picked up a .32 caliber revolver and, holding the revolver in one hand, pulled the trigger. A loud sound caused everyone in the area to immediately stop everything. The revolver had one live round in the cylinder. The only sound I heard next from him was "Damn, damn, damn." What I observed was this guy holding the revolver in one hand, and the other hand was dripping a pool of blood on the floor about 4 to 5 inches in diameter. A sheriff's deputy appeared soon and offered a handkerchief, which he wrapped around the victim's finger, the end of which was blown off. Within a few minutes, a voice on the PA system announced, "All table holders, at this time, please check all firearms to ensure they are empty." Later, I heard the sheriff's deputy say that he had personally taken the victim to the local hospital where the nub was cleaned and stitched up. What is even more telling was that in the search of the arena, it was revealed that four other firearms each had a live round in their chamber, four different calibers. Later, I heard the victim tell the show promoter, "I've been around guns for 40-plus years, and I should have known to assume a gun is loaded until I check it out." Well, the rule you always stress is not to be taken lightly. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter what you got or what you think it's empty. The guns that kill the most are the ones you think that are empty. So until next week, keep your powder dry. God bless, and make sure you listen to Rose on the morning show from 8 to 9 on The Breakfast Club. And it's been a pleasure. Rose, thanks for coming on. Great to have you.
Thank you for the invitation.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
We'll see you. Bye-bye.